Dean Richards, Sunday morning. Now officially Sunday afternoon, WGN. Been watching that CNN documentary series on comedians.
I haven't, but I wish that I could because it sounds amazing.
Oh my gosh, it's so good. I've seen a couple of them. I'm not sure if two or three have been aired yet. But I saw the one on women in comedy this past week that was great. I saw the first one, so I don't know if I've seen them all or if I've missed one along the way. But those things are just absolutely amazing. I thought I'd spend a few minutes talking about comedy and favorite comedians. Speaking of, this is a totally different side note. There was a picture that was posted online this week of comedian Kate McKinnon, who's not a stand-up comedian, you know, obviously. It's more of a character actress. But there was a picture of her having lunch with Hillary Clinton.
I saw that posted on Facebook, I think.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What is that?
They're pals now?
Well, I think maybe they always were pals, even though she, you know, she spoofed her on SNL. You know, obviously pretty tough skin because she's been getting spoofed. Before that, Amy Poehler used to spoof her.
That must be hard having your friends make fun of you. Because, I mean, a little bit is funny, but then all of us eventually, when, you know, people pick on you too much, even in good humor, and even if you know that they love you, it starts to get old after a while. It's like, come on, pick on somebody else.
I think you just have to, you know, especially Hillary Clinton. I mean, I'm sure she must have, you know, like an armor of steel.
Well, married to who she was married to, she'd have to be pretty tough.
For a lot of reasons. For a lot of reasons, when you live in the public eye like that, and, you know, people are going to spoof you and make fun of you and say things about you, you have to just, you know, let things go. But I just thought that this was really interesting that, you know, here's somebody who spoofed her, satirized her on television, and clearly they have a good enough friendship that, you know, they got together for you know, lunch or, I forget if it was lunch or dinner. I think it was a lunch. But I wonder what they talked about. Wouldn't that be fascinating?
How many times do you think Trump's name came up?
I wonder, or did it not come up at all?
It had to.
You know, do they just not, it's like ixnay on the ump tray. You know? It's like, don't even bring it up because, you know, obviously it's a sensitive subject. Or maybe that's all they talked about. I don't know.
It's so hard to have a conversation with anyone anymore that doesn't somehow come back to politics right now.
Right, right. Yeah, but when you're talking about the person who was directly involved in the election,
yeah.
Do you bring it up? Is it a sore subject? I don't even know, but I'm just saying it would be fascinating.
Well, it's like when you break up with somebody. You don't want to talk about it really unless they're going to bag on that other person. And then you're okay with that a while.
I guess it's similar to that. I hadn't thought about that. But this comedy series on CNN, really well done. You know, Sean Hayes from Will and Grace, you know, originally from Glen Ellen, from the Chicago area. He's one of the executive producers of the show. He's, you know, kind of one of the brains behind this whole thing. And it is so well done. It's so well produced. And really so comprehensive, so interesting, so entertaining. If you get a chance to, you know, catch this series that they're doing, I don't know how many more are still to come, but this documentary series on comedy on CNN, cannot recommend it enough. I really liked it. That said, Rolling Stone magazine just came out with a list of what they say are the 50 best stand-up comics of all time. And I just wanted to open up the phones a little bit and find out who you think are the greatest stand-ups of all time. Some of their choices, I think, are kind of predictable ones. They have Richard Pryor in the number one spot. I'm certainly one of the most influential stand-up comics of all time. That's for sure. George Carlin, they place at number two. Again, certainly one of the geniuses of all time has to be there. Lenny Bruce, who I've heard about all my life. I didn't really hear Lenny Bruce comedy that much until this documentary came along. And they ran quite a bit of Lenny Bruce material in it. So you got a sense of what his comedy was like. You got a sense of what his material was like and what the controversy was like. He was arrested so many times for vulgarity, for obscenity, for for then going over the line in the 1950s, I think he was arrested, maybe early 60s. Considered going over the line with material that is nothing compared to what is acceptable even on television today, much less in a comedy club where Lenny Bruce was often arrested. But if you ask most any comedian, they'll tell you that Lenny Bruce was a major influence on them. Louis C.K., who I think is great, comes in at number four on this list. I don't know that I would have put Louis C.K. That high on the list, but he definitely is a fantastic stand-up. Chris Rock is number five. I might have put Chris Rock a little further up on the list. I just happen to be a big fan. I think he's incredibly perceptive, funny, the whole thing. Joan Rivers is in the top 10. I've seen Joan Rivers perform live many times here in Chicago. Hilarious, genius stand-up. Jerry Seinfeld is on the list. Bill Cosby, interestingly, is on the list of the greatest stand-ups of all time. That I find really interesting, that considering all the controversy that now surrounds Bill Cosby. So I'm wondering which ones you like. Do you agree with the ones that I've mentioned so far? Do you think that there are others who should have been high up on that list? Who are your favorites, and what makes a great stand-up comedian? And one of the really interesting things to come out of this documentary was the notion, are men comics funnier than female comics? There was a lot of compelling conversation in this documentary that still today, plenty of people still don't think that women are as funny as men. I'm wondering where you come down on that. Explore Chicago's culinary side with Chicago Tribune's Food and Dining Newsletter. Sign up today at chicagotribune.com/newsletters and live deliciously. Speaking of food, we'll get into our food time show in a couple of minutes. Talking best breakfasts in Chicago. First, I want to talk a little comedy. Who has seen the CNN comedy documentaries? Did you like them? The concept of men being funnier than women. Who would you put on the list of the best stand-up comics of all time? 312-981-7200 is my telephone number. And Gil, hi, you're on WGN.
Good morning, or afternoon.
Afternoon to you.
I heard the list, and there are some of these old-time comics like Jackie Leonard and Henny Youngman, and, of course, Jackie Mason. And they weren't even anywhere close on the list.
Oh, they were not on the list. I started scrolling through it. I got to about number 20 or so, and I didn't see any of the ones that you had mentioned. One that I was surprised that was in the top, let me find it here real quick, because I was a little bit surprised. Mort Saul was named the number 10 comic of all time. That surprised me a little bit.
It surprised me also. The thing is, with somebody like Jackie Mason, when my wife and I would go and listen to him at, like, Zany's, we would look at each other and say, what'd he say?
Because of his accent.
Because he had, we looked at each other. We were, but he's funny. He was hysterical.
Jackie Mason. I used to have him on the show all the time. Whenever he was in town, I would have him in here. And honestly, I wouldn't say half the time I didn't understand it, but it was pretty often where I couldn't understand what he was saying. I didn't know what he was saying.
Yeah. Now, as far as women being funnier than men, I think women are more sexually comedic than men.
Hmm.
But they're funny. It was a great show. I watched it last night, or Thursday night, or whatever.
Is that the one, the one on women in comedy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you get people, when you have two women comedians together, they're hysterical, like Carol Burnett and Lucille Ball. when they were together.
Yeah, they showed a clip of them together that was pretty amazing.
Yeah, I mean, the looks that Lucille Ball gave Carol Burnett when they asked the question, how can you be funny and pretty?
Right.
Lucille Ball looks at Carol Burnett, and it was just hysterical.
It was hilarious because the interviewer, I think it was David Frost, asked the question, "Is it difficult to be funny when you're so sexy or something?" Carol Burnett instantly jumps in.
Yeah.
Oh yes, that's a problem for me. And took Lucille Ball by surprise, and she cracked
Burnett
up Lucille Ball.
Carol Burnett didn't even crack a smile.
Right, right, right. I was surprised on this top 50 list. Don Rickles came in at number 23. I would have placed him way higher. He would be in the top five in my book. I was surprised Albert Brooks, who hasn't done stand-up in a long time but is truly one of the most hilarious stand-up comedians ever, I was surprised he wasn't higher on the list. And Bob Newhart, too, I might add.
Yeah, but now you get a man like Don Rickles, who's everybody's comedian. He's a comedian's comedian.
Right.
And he should have been way up on the list.
Yeah, I agree. He should have been way higher. Gil, thank you very much for the call. Here's Valerie. Hi, you're on WGN.
Good afternoon. I thought of two or three right off the bat that I was surprised you didn't mention in the top 10. And now as I've been listening and thinking, I've come up with more. Two that are surprising. Robin Williams.
Number 12. Number 12,
Murphy.
By the way. Yeah, number 12, Robin Williams. Let me see if I can find Eddie Murphy. He's got to be on here. But, yes, Steve Martin, 11. Robin Williams, 12. Andy Kaufman, 14. Kevin Hart, 18.
Just amazing.
Wow, look at
this. You know, where's Jonathan Winters?
Jonathan Winters, I just scrolled by him here, number 22.
Where
is Eddie Murphy? Oh, here, Eddie Murphy, 25. I would have thought Eddie Murphy way, way, way higher than that.
So yeah, I am totally with you. And Rodney Dangerfield, Jackie Green.
Right, right.
Who came up with this list?
Yeah, well, Rolling Stone, I don't know. They probably get a group of editors to compile the list. But, that's a little bit surprising, that's for sure. Who's your favorite?
Yeah, and like you said, the C.K.
Louis C.K.
I'm sorry. Yeah, Louis C.K. He should be 25th, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't see it.
Yeah, I don't see him.
Maybe they could identify Decade or something. That would have made more sense.
That might have made more sense.
Because, of course, it morphs over the years.
Right. Who is your favorite, Valerie? Who would be some of your favorites?
Well, definitely Robin Williams and Eddie Murphy. Some of their stuff in the 80s were, oh, my gosh, I know I could laugh again hysterically. George Carlin, and maybe it's, that was when I was in my early 20s, all those came in. But I remember watching Johnny Carson, and he was hysterical as
That's
a kid.
True.
You know,
true. When
my parents would put me to bed, I'd sneak out to watch a little bit of that and love to see Shecky Green. And who was the guy who talked with the kind of the lisp or like almost marble mouth? Little pudgy guy. I can't think of his name.
Talked with a lisp, you said?
Yeah, kind of. It almost seemed like he had marbles in his mouth. I don't know. But
yeah,
there were so
sure.
many back then.
Not sure what you mean. You know, interestingly, I do not see Johnny Carson on this list.
Wow.
That is amazing. Maybe they don't consider him a straight stand-up comedian, but he's an amazing stand-up. David Letterman was an amazing stand-up. Neither of them on the list. And let me just ask you real quick. Also, everyone that you have mentioned, all male. What's your take on female comedians?
Well, I like them enough. I always liked Joan Rivers back in the day, but it seemed like there were so few of them. During my formative years, I suppose.
Yeah.
I have a friend who says there's a Kathleen Griffin.
Kathy Griffin?
No, not her. I don't like her at all.
Kathy
she's
Griffin.
Annoying.
Oh, really? I think she's hilarious. I think she's so funny. But she's not everyone's cup of tea. I get it. I get it.
Yeah, that's funny that I noticed that. Yeah, I guess maybe I do like men more, but it's not.
Yeah, nothing wrong. Just an observation. I'm just curious about that. Yeah. Valerie, thank you for the call. I hope you have a great day today.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks so much. Hello, Tony. You're on WGN.
Hi, Dean. How are you?
Hey, buddy.
Valerie stole my thunder there. I can agree with Richard Pryor being number one. I think he was a comedy genius. But I would definitely put Rodney Dangerfield as a 1B there. He was, and for him not to be mentioned,
it's pretty shocking to not see him. Because truly one of the greats. And he was the personification of stand-up. He was, to me, the stand-ups and, quick one-liners, quick, observational, funny.
Exactly. He was so quick. He didn't have a script he went off of. Somebody asked him a question, he turned it into the funniest story you ever heard in your life.
Right. He is number 26 on this list.
Yeah, way too high on that list. Way too high. Yeah.
Right.
And then, I've been thinking of Buddy Hackett, possibly.
Buddy Hackett.
Talked about the guy talking with the, marbles in his mouth.
Oh, that must be who it is. That's right.
Yeah.
That must be who it is.
That's who it is.
He did sound like
that. All right, Dean. Good show, buddy.
I appreciate the call. Thank you very much. And here is Bob. You're on WGN. Hello.
Hey, Dean. How are you?
Great.
Good. By the way, that comedy or that CNN thing, I believe I read it was a 6-part series.
Okay.
And we've seen the first two, if that helps everybody out.
Oh, great. Okay. Well, I've seen both of them then. I'm good.
Yeah.
I didn't miss anything.
But that list, it's funny. Jay Leno, I don't think Jay Leno's on it. God, he got his start as a stand-up comic.
Jay Leno.
He rolls to.
Yeah.
Is he on it? I don't think he is, but.
He's not. I didn't care for him as a talk show host, but as a stand-up comedian, he was pretty hot.
That's how he got his start.
Right.
In all the comedy clubs.
Sure.
But how about two people? Norm MacDonald, I think at one time was pretty good. And a gentleman, John Schimmel, he was out there a little bit. I would say it was a clean show, but. I know he tragically died in an automobile accident, I believe, out in Arizona.
John Schimmel.
I think his daughter was driving. But John Schimmel, S-H-I-M-M-E-L, I want to say.
John Schimmel.
Ball-headed gentleman, ball-headed guy.
Yeah, not ringing a bell. I'll have to look that up and see if I remember.
YouTube. He was on Letterman and all that stuff during that time.
So,
Arsenio Hall.
Yeah.
Arsenio Hall.
Arsenio was a pretty good stand-up back in the day. And I couldn't agree with you more. Norm MacDonald, some of the most clever, really different, irreverent stand-up ever.
Very dry.
With
very
you, 100% about that one. Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Have a great
you
day. Appreciate
Thanks,
it, Bob. Here's John on WGN. Hello.
What's going on, Dean? I just want to tell you, first of all, I grew up in a little neighborhood called Bush. I know you know where that's at.
In where?
Bush.
Bush?
Down over on 83rd by the mill, right by Carl's.
Oh, my gosh. Of course. Of course.
Yep. That's where I grew up. But anyways, I think Sam Kinison and George Wallace are two of the greatest ones around.
George Wallace is pretty funny, but Kinison, they reference Kinison on this documentary, for his unusual screaming. His screaming style, when you go back and watch it, it's so weird. But
yeah, it is kind of strange. But he had a great bit one time where supposedly this guy goes to hell. And when he's down there, the devil's doing all this crazy stuff. And he walks up to this flames of hell and he's screaming at him. And he goes, oh, wait a minute, you've been married. Never mind. And I just thought that was hilarious. Ever since I was a kid, I know he died tragically in a car wreck too.
Right,
but George Wallace, he's a good friend with Jerry Seinfeld. He was on that show a few times, but a real good comedian.
Oh, he's a staple in Las Vegas. Wallace has been there headlining forever. John, thanks for the call, pal. I appreciate it. Mary, hi. You're on WGN.
Hi. Somebody already mentioned it, but I'm going to mention it again. Jackie Mason.
Oh, Jackie Mason. I appreciate the call, Mary. That's nice of you to remember me.
Well, the thing of it is that he's passé because of all the political correctness. And as a matter of fact, do you remember the quote that Jerry Seinfeld recently said that he's thinking about, you know, you can't even do comedy anymore because everybody's so politically correct and sensitive and all that. There's, you know, and it was not ill, it was not evil intentioned. It was, you know, there's generalizations in a lot of things that are hysterical.
Yeah.
So I think we're too darn serious nowadays.
Yeah, maybe. I'm not sure I completely buy that because, I mean, if you listen to any comedian now, they are so outrageous and so unpolitically correct and tremendously successful. I think that the whole Jackie Mason thing may have just run its course.
And,
I don't know. Because he pretty much did exactly the same act for about 40 years. And mm-hmm, I think finally, mm-hmm, you know, just people stopped going. I think that was part of it. I don't know. I haven't seen him that he's been in town or performing. So maybe he's retired. I don't really know.
Well, I'm sure he's pretty old. But, you know, as far as a girl is concerned, I would say, not girl, woman, Rosanna Dana. I forget what her real name was.
Yeah, Gilda Radner.
Gilda Radner. Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, not really a stand-up comic, but more like a character comedian. But
right,
like
exactly.
More like a Carol Burnett. Like, I don't consider Carol Burnett a stand-up comic, but still hilariously funny. But you know, when you mention Roseanne, I think mm-hmm, Roseanne Barr, who got her start in stand-up comedy as a straight stand-up. She was pretty funny, but what about?
Oh yeah.
How about people are texting in some names here, like Phyllis Diller. She was, she's one of the first female comics to really hit big and make it big. Did you think she was funny?
I thought she was funny, but I think that Joan Rivers was funnier.
I did too. I agree. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
But anyway,
here's somebody saying Toadie Fields. You know, that's, you know, old school.
I can't remember Toadie Fields.
Old school 60s.
She and was, I'm an old person.
Yeah. Well, she's kind of overweight. So her whole act was making fun of her being, you know, overweight and unattractive. Like a lot of the females comedian did then. Their whole act was talking about how unattractive they were, how unsexy they were. It was this very self-deprecating comedy that they did back then. So,
exactly, yeah,
a lot of interesting. Oh, here's it. What do you think about this text? Somebody texted in, what about Donald Trump for stand-up comedy? That's a whole nother.
No, I
couldn't resist. I went through the whole show without one joke.
Trump today.
That's right. I went through the whole show without doing
I
that
thought
today.
You made a promise.
I did. I come on. I'm in a 12-step program.
Oh, okay.
thanks for the call.